Blog Talk Radio.
I have no any friends, I'm no longer here. Why you took them away, let me hear out of here. If I have more to do, and you have more assignments for me to complete, I can't believe that you want to use
me. I still want to use you. Still want to use you. Still want to change
you. When I don't deserve.
I will never be able to repay you, Lord, for what you've done in my life. You could have left me and some of the people who died. I could have been in that bunch, but you saw something in me. Thank you, Lord, for not leaving me. But I can never repay you. You think it's an awesome song when you think about what God had did for you, how he didn't leave you. And I like something he said, you know, he picked you out of all the people. He chose you. He didn't have to. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly to have happy to have each and every one of you all. And I just can't wait to get started on this lesson. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would give us a word of prayer. And also, Pastor going to be able to help us, but she's on a special assignment, so she'll be listening, and she will be helping. But right now, we're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll give us a word of prayer and get us started. Hallelujah.
Amen. Good afternoon to all the listeners. Thank you. In John 15 in the Messenger 9-15, it reads as follows. I've loved you in the world, but it has loved me. Make yourselves my love. I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy and your joy wholly mature. This is my command, love one another the way I've loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friend. When you do the things I command you, I'm no longer calling you servants, because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. Amen. Thank you, God, for another perfect day and for that scripture. It's a reminder of how we are supposed to behave as spiritual beings in this human journey of life. We tend to forget exactly what foot to go first, and the love foot to go first, not the right or the left, just whatever foot, just as long as you're stepping out on love, that will be perfect enough for our Father and for Christ. I want to thank God for the broadcast, both our pastors who are obedient and anointed in such a way that they try to give us some knowledge spiritually to make our journey easier and for our eternal life. I want to pray for those who are shut in, for those who are in bereavement, for those who have asked us to remember them in prayer, and for those who don't know that they need prayer and that prayer works. And we want to pray for anybody who has done anything that has offended us. We want to pray for those people as well. And we also want to pray for ourselves, that we can expand our toxic level in a spiritual way so that we can receive all that Christ has to give us. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. And I also bind up anything in the blood of Jesus that would interfere in this broadcast. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Awesome prayer to get us started this week. I appreciate it. I was trying to do something. Okay, there we go. Okay. Yeah, thank you for that beautiful prayer. And we're talking this week because we left off yesterday about dealing with integrity. And we really didn't get a chance to talk about integrity last week, about restoring integrity. Now, understand that when we were talking about restoring, we want to go back to the original. And it costs something to go back to the original, brothers and sisters. Anytime you talking about restoring something to the original, there's a cost there. Sometimes it's astronomical. Sometimes you have to go farther than you want to go if you talk about restoring. And we're talking about restoring the spirit man, That's the person we're talking about, the spirit man. And one of the reasons, because so much stuff we've had to deal with that we're learning now that was not true. If I can just be real honest with you, you know, all my life I was taught to go to church, and I was never taught to be the church. I'm just being honest with you guys. And I think God has opened up a whole new revelation. And when I think about restore, what we need to restore is our place in God. And the way we let that happen is through developing integrity. And that's what I really want to focus on this week, is about developing integrity so we can be accepted in God's best. And the way you do that is, first of all, you put the word of God first. Then you have to live in love. You have to live with faith. Now, what order is all where you all depend on where you're walking at. But at the end of the day, you got to put the word first place. I just love that scripture she read a moment ago over there in John 15. Because you have to put the word first, because when you're putting the word first, you're putting God's love first. And then you have to live that. You can't just talk it. We have to live it. So our first scripture, as Pastor, she'll read it. And like I told y'all earlier, she's on an assignment today. So we respect that. So if you could just read Colossians 3. I'm going to give you all these scriptures, our foundational scriptures, and we'll really get into them tomorrow. But we're going to read the first three verses. Hello? Are you hearing me?
Now I can hear you. I couldn't hear you before, Pastor. Colossians 3, the first three verses. Do you want me to read it out of King James or the Messenger?
Read it out of the Message. Let Pastor read it out of the King James for today. If you're available, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. And good afternoon, everyone. You said Colossians 3 and verses again?
1-4.
Okay, thank you. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ and God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Amen.
Amen. In the Messenger, it reads as follows. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life of Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't suffer long eyes to the ground. Absorb with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the act is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ and God. He is your life. Amen.
Okay. That was to 4 or to 3?
That was to 4. Unless you want me to go further, I can.
No, I just wanted you to read from 1-4.
Yeah, see, in the Messenger, it goes 1-3, and then it goes from 3-4. So I read the first half of 3-4.
So you just read, that was 3. Sense. Yeah, you read 3. Read the rest of that, because that's 4.
Okay. Praise God. Okay, he is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again. Christ. Amen.
I think, did you hear her, Pastor?
She went out a little bit, Pastor.
Well, you want to read that over for us, Evangelist Sharon? That's verses 3 and 4 in the Messenger Bible.
Yes, I will. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too, the real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurity like Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. There was 3 points here, and we won't discuss them all today, but this is living integrity. This is how you began to develop integrity by the first thing you do. That's if you've been risen now with Christ. Seek those things which are above. That's where your focus have to be, on things above, not on things on the earth. So I'm going to ask you again, where's your focus at? See, you can tell if somebody really living in integrity, because the answers that they're going to always give you is going to be word-related, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. See? So integrity is where your affection is at. If I can say that one more time, integrity is where your affection is at. It's not hard to figure out some people. I mean, a pastor got a great love for her children, for her grandchildren, because she'll talk about that. Not that she don't talk about the word, but I'm trying to show you that a lot of times you talk to pastors, if she ain't talking about the word of God, she's talking about her children, grandchildren. That's where she at. That's that circle she in. So because that's where her affection is at, is on the word of God. And most of the time we talk, most of the time it's about the word of God. And I probably say about 90% of the time, it's about the word of God. Because that's where our affection is at. And then not necessarily on things of the earth. Why? Because we realize we're dead to this life. And our life is really hidden in Christ. See, when people don't really understand that the old man is dead, they're going to continue to talk the old man talk. But when they realize that the old man is dead, then they begin to talk the new man's life, because that's the real life. And that's the other point I want to make. That's the real life. The real life, we're going to talk about what's really going on, what's really happening. Because, see, right now, that's what fluid to me. It's the real life. See how nobody else see it? That's where I'm rolling at. That's what I'm rolling with. It's the real life, which is this new life. Because I'm living as God's person on earth, or as God's, that's how we're living. We're living as God's people. That's how we should be living. Not as idols. Not as idols. Because we know where the wrath of God is going to hit. People don't want to live in the glory. Living in the glory of God is living in God's glory. Now, I know some of y'all wondering, well, I don't see integrity in that. You know why? Because you don't see that you're supposed to be living in Christ. You're supposed to be seeking those things in Christ. Christ is love. So we got to live in love. We got to live with faith. We got to put the word of God first all the time. So to receive healing, you got to put love first. You got to walk with faith. You got to put the word of God in there. That's how we get our healing. That's what determines, you know, that's going to determine your integrity. It's where you got your mindset and your focus going to determine your integrity. So I want us to live it, not just talk about it, but I want us to be about it, okay? I have several scriptures other scriptures that are going to be part of our foundational scriptures. And I guess one of them is Proverbs 11 and 3. Well, you know, last week we stopped at, what was that? We did Psalms, so we might as well keep that one, Psalm 25 and 21. Let's keep Psalm 25 and 21. Let's go back there first. Psalm 25. And 21. That was one of our other scriptures for integrity. But we're talking about developing integrity now.
Amen.
Okay, Psalms 25 and 21.
Yes.
Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Amen, amen.
Amen. And the messenger, use all your skill to put me together. I wait to see your finished product. Amen.
See, when you're allowing God to do this work in you, but you have to do it. That's why I continue to go back to this word, let. You have to do something. You have to allow some things. God just not going to run up in your life unless you allow him. He ain't going to make you seek those things above. You have to do that on your own. See, when I understand the word integrity, as y'all find, Proverbs 11 and 3. But the way I understand an integrity is that's our standard to right and wrong. That's how you demonstrate integrity. And I like Pastor's definition on yesterday because it made a lot of sense to me. I'm trying to think exactly where she put it. But anyway, her definition for, or however she said it, for integrity, maybe she'll find that. Because, see, that's what make us complete when you're in Christ. That's what make us whole by being in Christ. See? But you have to let integrity rule your life. You have to say, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be fair. I'm going to do the right thing. I mean, it may not be pleasing. It may not be, but I got to do the right thing. See? Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that this week, too. Because I want you to know, there's a lot of people who walked in integrity. I mean, when I think about Joseph, when I think about Paul, when I think about, there's a lot of people I think about, they had to walk in integrity. In spite of the consequences, they still walked in integrity. Because that's the highest level to me is being in Christ. That's to me is integrity. That's what makes us whole is being in Christ. But,
amen.
Pastor, did you find the scripture? Did you find the definition?
I found both.
Okay.
Integrity means the quality of being honest and fair, the state of being complete or whole. So that's the definition. Yeah, the quality of being honest and fair. And then it says the state of being complete or whole. Amen. And then the verse, Proverbs 11 and verse 3, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Amen. Wow.
Amen. In the messenger, it reads, the integrity of the honest keeps them on track. The deviousness of crooks bring them to ruin. Amen.
So we're going to talk about that this week. But let's look at Proverbs, since you're over there, 19 and 1. And as strange as it is, you know, I couldn't find the word integrity in the New Testament. It's probably there. Maybe I haven't did enough research, but then the Spirit told me it don't need to be there because if you're in Christ, you're in integrity. How about that one? See, if you're in Christ and the Spirit leading you, the Spirit is full of integrity.
it can't do nothing but lead you. You don't have the option when you're in Christ. You're going to tell the truth. You're going to do the right thing when you're in Christ. Think about that. I'm going to have to do more research, but from what I say, that's what makes you whole. That's what makes you complete, is because you're in Christ. Now are you complete in him? Yeah, I saw that in Ephesians 10. Now are you complete in him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's integrity.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Okay.
Amen.
Was that Proverbs 19, Pastor?
Yes, Proverbs 19 and verse 1. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Wow. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, it's titled, If You Quit Listening, Better to Be Poor and Honest Than a Rich Person No One Can Trust. Amen.
I'd rather be around poor people that I can trust than be around folks got a lot of money. Because I know I'm going to get integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Amen.
I'd rather be around somebody. That way I know I can go to sleep at night. I ain't got to worry about nobody. But when a person doesn't have that integrity in their life, you know, that's why, man, you want to be around somebody who knows Christ. You don't have no worries. That's why it's a blessing to anybody allowing integrity to govern their life. Read mm-hmm. Proverbs, if you will, Pastor, 20 and 7. Because seriously, I was asking God, Lord, why I can't find this word integrity? He said, because you're complete in Christ. And with the definition that Pastor gave, that makes a lot of sense to me. You're complete in Christ. So your integrity has to rest in Christ.
Amen. So Proverbs 20 and verse 7, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Amen.
Amen. And the Messenger, God knew your people. Living honest lives make it much easier for their children. Amen.
That's the way God wants us to walk. That's the way he wants us to live. The word just is right. The person that's right. What makes you right is you're in Christ. Our righteousness rests in Christ. So he says, the just man walks, lives, abides in his integrity. And his children are blessed after him. Guess what? Because they're going to see that. We got one more scripture, as far as foundational scriptures, and we're going to share this one. It's over in Proverbs 10 and 9.
Okay, Proverbs 10 and 9. It says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Amen.
Amen. Honesty lives confident and carefree, but shifty is sure to be exposed. Amen.
And I'm going to do one more scripture as far as foundational scriptures, and then we'll really get into some of this tomorrow. But over in Colossians, I think it's 2 and 10. Let's go there. Colossians 2 and 10. These are all going to be our foundational scriptures. These are going to be points that we're going to be talking about, talking after. And like I said, the other part of this is going to be putting the word of God first, okay? Living in love, living the faith. These are the things that's going to allow your spirit man to walk in the kind of integrity that makes us complete, okay? So in, but she did say the word complete meant integrity, or you said the state of being complete, the state of being. And the only way we can be complete is in Christ. That's what makes us whole. Okay, Pastor, thank you.
Amen. Colossians 2 and verse 10, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Amen.
Amen. You don't need a telescope or microscope or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. Amen.
Read that one more time, Evangelist Sharon. Thank you.
Yes, you don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you, too. His power extends over everything. Amen.
And that's going back to this scripture. You might have to pick up 8, 9, 10, all that together. But what Paul was saying is we have to have Christ in our lives daily. Christ is the fullness of the deity of living whole.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
It's in Christ. That's what that means, that all God had is in Christ as far as the human body. So when we have Christ, we have everything. That's what I like. When you have Christ, not Jesus now, let me be clear, not Jesus, but Christ, which is the Spirit. When you have Christ, you have everything. You have, not only do you have salvation, but you have eternal salvation. You have a salvation that lasts forever. You know, most people, and I'm sure you know this, Pastor, that most people just have earthly salvation. They just have worldly salvation. They don't have eternal salvation. And this really is about getting eternally ready. We got to have eternal salvation. And that only comes through Christ. That's living right. Upright before Christ, not as the natural, but living according to, well, you can find Colossians 1:15, 16. We're on a divine level. Colossians 1:15-16 is not necessarily one of our foundational scriptures, but this is one of those scriptures you can go to as far as a reference scripture here. You have that one, Pastor? Okay. I know she's on her assignment, so. Maybe I need to go
I'm sorry. Here, I have it, Pastor. Okay. Colossians 15 and 16. Who is the image?
No, Colossians 1. Colossians 1.
Uh-huh. And verse 15?
And 16, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Amen, amen.
Amen. Christ holds us all together is titled in the Messenger. We look at the Son and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at the Son and see God's original purpose in everything, created for everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels. Everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. Amen.
So now you can understand Colossians 2:10. See, when we know Jesus, when we know Christ, we don't need to actually seek God because we're living in him. So by God means of other religion and people culture and all this, he tells us to seek Christ above all this other stuff, this religious stuff, this unbiblical stuff, all of this philosophy, all this stuff. Because if you understand anything about the church at Colossians, they had all kinds of stuff going on, all kinds of religion. All you had to do was just come up with something. Sort of like a lot of people celebrate Hanukkah. And a lot of people don't know. The reason they celebrate Hanukkah is because they offer everything. I don't care what your religion is, where you come from. Yeah, you don't have to be nothing special. We just celebrate life. And to some people, that's good. But to somebody like us, no. That doesn't work for us. It's all about being in Christ. We're not concerned about other people's religion and other people, what they're doing and their philosophy. We're concerned about Christ because we'll come to know that once you see Christ, which said above, or those things that's in Christ, that's above, once you begin to see that, you come to the knowledge to know and appreciate what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is the unique source of knowledge. See,
mm-hmm.
when you read that, think about it. Christ is the unique source of all knowledge. That's what I should say. And he is the source of all power.
Amen.
So as far as a Christian life, Christians don't need all this other stuff, all this addiction to this and addiction to that. No. Only addiction we need as a person is Christ in our life. He has provided everything we need. Matter of fact, the Bible says here we are complete in him. Now, y'all didn't hear me say that, so I better say that again. Have a pastor to read that again. But I think it was in chapter 2. Was that verse 10?
Yes. When it says, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Amen.
All right.
Amen, amen.
And as I understand it, oh, go ahead, Evangelist Sharon.
I apologize.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Wait.
And this is in verse 10, yes. I was trying, my computer was moving, so I was trying to pull it up. I apologize when I interrupted. Okay. They spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human beings and the empty superstitions of the spiritual beings, but that's not the way of Christ. Everything of God gets expressed in him. So you can see and hear him clearly. You don't need a telescope or a microscope or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. Amen.
All of God's that people lives in Christ, I can't make this any plainer. All of God's people lives in Christ. That's what makes us his body, because he is the head. So we're inside of that bubble, if you will. And in that, God has made all of us complete in Christ. We're only complete when we're in Christ.
Yes.
Let me explain what the word complete really means. It means that it's adequate. Now, in some people's eyes, complete, it means perfect, which is, that's right. Everything that is required have been met. Love, integrity, faith. See, all of that is in Christ. So it's you're perfect. Because complete really means perfect. It means whatever necessary, it's been met. Complete. So when a car roll off the assembly line, they got a checklist. And they check, double check, cross check. It's complete. Boom. Sell it. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. When they sell a house and they tell you that house is complete, brother and sister, let me tell you something. The water ain't been turned on in the house, but it's complete because all the pipes there. It ran to the city. But it's complete. You can't say it ain't complete because you can't get no water out the south, off the faucet. It's complete. The gas meter is connected. Have connection for the gas meter. You can't say it's not complete. You got to call the gas company. Well, Pastor, why are you telling all this? See, a lot of times people look at us and they don't realize we're really complete. They just don't see on the inside. But because they don't see it, doesn't make us we're not complete. We're complete in him. So with that being said, this ought to be part of your confession here. We are complete in Christ. We are complete in him. We don't have nothing. We don't need anything else. We're complete. It's ready to sail. Ready to go. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to be aware of these people who these philosophers. You got to be aware of these people who want to deceive us through tradition. And, well, I don't see it. Well, maybe you don't see it, but what that got to do with me being complete? Well, the water didn't come up. What they got to do with it? The house is complete. Sell it. So that's where I'm kind of like going with this. Everything you need as far as integrity is in Christ. See?
Yes.
So what we have to do is continue to live in Christ. Okay, anybody have any final remarks, anything they want to share before we close it up? Final remarks.
Yes, Pastor. The rest of that for 10, 2 and 10, I didn't finish reading it because my screen wasn't up. And it says, when you come to him, that fullness, which is the completeness you were talking about, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. Amen.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. See, if the fullness come together for us because of his power over everything, his power over the flesh, his power over the spirit, his power over principalities, his power over powers.
Amen.
Amen.
See, Christ got power over power. So there's some things will tell you, oh, you can't quit this. You don't have to stop this, or you gonna always be this. See, that power controlling us. You don't have to always be that. It's where your faith is at. Your belief in Christ. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, when we talk about being restored to total man, God wants us healed all the way, mentally, physically, spiritually. We are to be healed totally and be like we were when God gave us the victory in Christ. Because that's where it said, when he gave us the victory, when Adam was first here. Adam had victory. Well, when we're being restored to that same place, we're going to have the same authority that Adam had.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. And we'll be able to speak things off our lives. People will be able to be healed. We'll be able to see people deliver. Yeah. Because that's the power we're living in. Why? Because we're living in Christ and we're complete in him. Anyone else have any comment? Okay. I know Pastor on a special assignment because if she wouldn't, trust me, I know she'd be right up in there. But anyway, we're going to see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Thank you so much.